Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
I want to invite you to, for a moment, take a hymnal and turn to Psalm 208, number 208. I want us to read the text of this psalm, or this song rather, and then we'll get into our lesson and kind of use this as a launching pad. The song is titled, He is Able to Deliver Thee. It's been around for quite some time, since 1887. And it goes like this: 'Tis the grandest theme through the ages rung. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal tongue. 'Tis the grandest theme the world e'er sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. Verse 2, 'Tis the grandest theme in the earth or main. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal strain. 'Tis the grandest theme, tell the world again. Our God is able to deliver thee. Verse 3, 'Tis the grandest theme, let the tidings roll to the guilty heart, to the sinful soul. Look to God in faith, He will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to Him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee.'" I want us to look at that idea tonight, because that is an idea that is clearly illustrated in Scripture. And I want us to start in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. I really thought Kevin and I were just really in sync tonight. We just had the same book, but that's okay. Ephesians chapter 3, let's close out the last two verses of that chapter. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Use this as our lesson text, then we'll see what God is able to do. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Now unto Him, now the Him is God. We just see God's mention in verse 19. So go back up. The fullness of God. Now unto Him, that's God, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. That almost sounds like that could have been the end verses of the book of Ephesians, but Paul keeps going. But notice that phrase in verse 20. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. God is just amazing and truly is able to do everything far more than you and I can comprehend. But three monumentous things that God is able to do. Number one, God is able to take care of what has been trusted to Him. God is able to take care of what has been trusted to Him. Flip over a page or two. 2 Timothy chapter 2, if you don't mind. The second letter that Paul writes to Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 12. I guess maybe our lesson could have been just from the hymns tonight, because as I read this verse, there's another hymn in this one, you may recall. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12, God is able to take care of what's trusted to Him. Notice what Paul says. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Now he is, in this section, going to do a brief synopsis of what all he has suffered and is willing to suffer for the cause of Christ. He says, nevertheless, I am not ashamed. Now here's where your song come in. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. That's the song, right? I know whom I have believed. You realize what a blessing it truly is that God is able to keep that which is committed unto Him. God has an important job. God's going to be the judge at the end of what we know as time. Of course, we will exist past that, but the end of time itself, God will be the judge. And that's a job entrusted to Him. And that's a job that He's willing and able to do. And He's capable of it. Another thing entrusted to God is the one and the only one to send Jesus Christ back to the earth. That's a job entrusted to God. And that is a job he can do. He is entrusted with hearing our prayers, the prayers of the faithful, and answering them in accordance to his will. And Paul knows that he will keep whatever has been committed unto God. Well, that's pretty impressive, right? Number one, that God is able to keep committed things to him. Number two, go to the book of Hebrews chapter 7. Right there in the middle, if there could be one. There's 13 chapters, so I guess 7's your middle. And verse 25, number two, God is able to save completely. He is able to save completely. Notice here what the Hebrew writer says. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Now King James says to the uttermost. Other translations may render that evermore, forevermore. But the idea there is complete, is whole. He is able to do what? Save them completely. Now, you know, there are a lot of places in the world that will offer salvation, but it's not something they can back up. A lot of people, a lot of false teachers will say, do this, do that in order to be saved. You can do it all at once, they say. Say this prayer. If you're back in the old day, listen to the radio, put your hand on the radio, now touch the TV. I got one day in the mail, and I kept it just for illustration purpose. I got a tiny little printed rug that they sent me, a piece of paper, and you're supposed to put this rug down and put your knees on it and say some prayer and touch the TV, and you'll be saved. And that won't save you, not in the slightest, because that's not God's plan for saving man. But God, break this down, wherefore he is able to save them completely to the uttermost, that come unto God by him. Who's that him? That's Jesus Christ. He's in the middle of showing how Christ is a better high priest than we had under the Old Testament system. So those who come to God by Jesus, by the way, John 14:6, Jesus is the only way to the Father, the way, the truth, and the life. He says he ever lives to make intercession for them. Number two, God is able to save them completely. Let's look at number three. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. Notice here, God is able to deliver and rescue. God is able to deliver and rescue. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13, a favorite verse to many. But let's put it in context. Don't just pull it out. Don't make it say what you want it to. But stick it there in context. In chapter 10, Paul is using the Israelites as an example. He says they messed up, and it is recorded throughout the entirety of the Old Testament, their mistakes. He says if you would read it, you would learn from their mistakes so you don't have to make the same mistakes. He says because you're borderline trying to make some of the same mistakes, and you're going to be punished in the same way. Let them make the mistake, and you learn from it. That's verse 11. These were written for examples for them, but for us it's our admonition. Verse 12, wherefore let him that standeth take heed lest he fall. Don't you dare think you're better than they were. You're human just as they are. Now look at verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. See, they face things just like you're facing. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. We can handle whatever comes our way. There was a sign that used to hang on dressing room one backstage at the Grand Ole Opry House. That was the first one once you walked off the stage, and that was Roy Acuff's dressing room. It's still called the Acuff dressing room, but there's a sign on the door that reads, "There ain't nothing going to come up today that me and my Lord can't handle." There ain't nothing going to come up today that me and my Lord can't handle. So that's teamwork. That's the goal. Teamwork makes the dream work. Whatever situation we find ourselves in, there's always a way of escape. Now, sometimes it's very easy. Sometimes it may look harder, but there's always something because we may be able to bear it. One more passage and the lesson is yours. Go back to the Old Testament. Here's it in proof in Daniel chapter 3, as we see that God is able to take care of what's been entrusted to Him. God is able to save completely, and God is able to deliver and rescue. Here is it in practice, Daniel chapter 3. Now this is the story really in this chapter of Daniel's friends. I'm going to call them by their Chaldean name because those are the ones that I have memorized and you may have as well. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Their names were changed, chapter 1. But in chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in high positions of power. And they were commanded, when you hear the music, you are to bow down and worship this massive statue that was 90 feet tall, 9 feet wide. It was set up on a hill in a plain, nothing around it. You couldn't miss this statue, and you could not hear the music. And so when you heard it, you're supposed to bow down and worship. But they knew that was contrary to God's law. And I tell you what, when you do what's right, you stand out. Because as everybody else had bowed down, you've got 3 Hebrew boys. They're probably about 18. When everybody else is bowing and you got 3 people standing up, they stuck out like a sore thumb. And so they are commanded to appear before King Nebuchadnezzar. And notice here, verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. They don't have to sit there and think. Look at verse 17. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, then He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, be it known that we will not serve thy gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you've set up. Boy, think about an 18-year-old standing before the king and saying, our God is able to deliver us, and we believe that He will. And even if He chooses not to deliver us from this, we're still not going to bow down to you. He is able. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to Him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. Or me. He's able to deliver us. Hope this lesson encourages you to be on God's team, to ever draw in closer to Him, to go for Him for rest. He is the best source of rest in this world because He is able to do all things, including save you from your sins. But if you've not become a Christian, He can't save you from your sins because you've got to meet Him on His terms. You've got to hear, believe, repent, confess, then be baptized. Go down that watery grave, come out a new creature alive in Christ. If you haven't done so, why not do so this very hour? If you are a Christian, you need to remain faithful and know that He is able. But if you have strayed away, He's able to restore you if you will repent.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. You can listen to this program or any of them again. Online, won't ask a dime from you, never will. readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. We've got about a minute left. Thought we would just simply read God's Word. Pick up from where we were last time on this. Genesis 6 and verse 14. God says, to make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark. Thou shalt pitch it within and pitch it without with pitch. This is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark in a cubit. Thou shalt finish it above. The door of the ark thou shalt set in the side thereof with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee I will establish my covenant. Thou shalt come into the ark, thou, thy sons, thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Genesis 6, 14 through 18.
Thank you for listening. Hope to have you on the program again next time. May the good Lord bless you and keep you. Thanks for listening. Please continue to pray.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.